82.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are your hosts of the CHS Sports and Activities Podcast. I'm Senior Jack Sluckner.
I'm Senior Reagan McBee.
And Junior Zach Schoaf.
Today, welcoming Zach back on the mic for the first time in a while. We're going to talk about a couple points with some school sports, but for the most part, we're in the middle of a kind of a dead little
couple weeks.
Yeah, nothing's really going on, like Reagan said. Got no games until later on into late November.
First game is on December 2nd, I think,
December for basketball. 2nd. And that will be, since we're jumping right in, the first game for the basketball season will be December 2nd here at the Clearwater High School against Cheney High School.
Ooh. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, like Reagan just said, oh, Lord, Cheney High School is known for their basketball team. They're a pretty solid basketball program. Myself, I went to Cheney, as you guys know, in eighth grade. I was there. I was in their basketball program. Given it was just a middle school, I saw how things were run, and I'm impressed with that school and that program that they have going on over there. Mm-hmm. They just lost their coach a couple years ago, year or two after I left. Coach Baldwin, he went to Goddard, and he turned that Goddard team into a really good team too. So their new coach came in, and he basically left off right where, or he jumped in and took off right where Coach Baldwin left off, and they're still a pretty solid team. They're led by their junior this year. He's going to come in and start playing some heavy minutes. Their junior, Jack Both. And Jack Both, for those of you who don't know, is a multi-sport athlete. This guy in football this year he just tweeted it out the other day, season highlights. He had 83 catches for 1,080 yards or
That's
something like
amazing.
That.
That's amazing, just for a junior too.
13 mm-hmm. touchdowns, yeah. And he did all of that as a receiver. And mind you, I played with this kid middle school football, and that kid was our quarterback in middle school football, and he threw for just as much. And that kid is even better on the court. So I'm really looking forward to it, honestly. I feel like our Indians can step out there, and I feel like our Indians can put up a fight. And I feel like they have a chance to go out there and shock some people, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just step out there on the court. Go upset them, you know? Just go play your hardest and knock down shots. I mean, box out. Big problem with the Clearwater program for the last couple years has been boxing out, securing easy rebounds. Brett Gibbs was here last couple years to kind of control the boards. But when Brett wasn't in the game, one of the biggest struggles they had was getting that ball down.
Mm-hmm.
So
luckily we have Tyler, and he's got the height.
Yeah, senior Tyler Figueroa, he's going to be kind of leading the way, rebounding and defensively.
Definitely,
he'll be one of the leaders of this basketball team. So we'll see how far he can take them and what he can really do to stretch that season out.
Yeah, and then with the girls too, Carly Carlson will definitely be one of the top players throughout the year.
Carly Carlson,
hopefully without her knee getting hurt again.
Yes, Carly Carlson had a devastating knee injury her sophomore year, I believe.
Yeah, it started all in middle school.
Yep, and last year she had a good year.
She did have a great year.
Her shooting splits were kind of down. She was getting back in the groove of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily for our girls team, there was the Elizabeth Jaden.
Yes.
There. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Jaden, kind of, if you would say, she led the charge for that Lady Indians basketball team. She did really well. Her numbers were nice. She was putting up points, and she grabs rebounds. She plays big. She plays small. She can dribble. She had a game winner her freshman year.
Yep.
Was it against Wellington? Had a game winner. That's always. I watched that on the NFHS app. That's always incredible to watch.
I was there in person. I was manager for the basketball team my freshman year. It wasn't freshman year. It was my sophomore year because she was a freshman.
Because she
sophomore.
Was a freshman. Yeah. Yes.
And I just remember being there recording everything. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I almost missed it, too, because I was, like, yelling in the background. And I almost missed the whole entire thing.
Yeah, that was awesome to see. And I'm sure we'll have more of that coming on.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of eyes are going to be on our Lady Indians basketball team. They suffered a tough loss last year to open up the playoffs against Clay Center, I believe, wasn't it? Yeah, to flat out say it, they underperformed, and they missed a lot of free throws. They missed easy shots. And I'm sure with the loss of Brooke Berlin and Laurel Streit, the two taller girls getting in there rebounding, I'm sure They'll have to find someone who can get in there and play tough. Mm-hmm. But I have no doubt a couple of them can step up and really fill those roles. So overall, we don't have very much to talk about more about the basketball season. Kind of slow till December 2nd.
Yep, not until the first game. Then we'll talk all about it.
Not for another week.
So we'll have some talk right now about some wrestling. Not a whole lot there either. The wrestling, I don't know when the first wrestling meet is for our high school wrestling team. But what I do know is that we have a lot of kids going out for wrestling this year.
We have a lot of good kids going out too.
And those kids, we've been talking about, like, a, you know, a senior leading the charge. This year for the wrestling team, the senior leading the charge is going to be Jacob Finney. And Jacob Finney is a he's a senior. He's about 6'2", and he's a big guy.
He is.
I don't know what his weight's at right now, but he is. All I know is I see him in the gym, and I see him getting huge. And I have no doubt he's going to step out there on the mat. These last couple of years, the last 2 years, he's dropped weight to make a certain weight cut. And it's kind of dropped his performance because he lost that strength and he lost all that energy. But this year he decided that he was going to buck up and he was going to go up in weight. And I saw what he did with his body over this stretched out period of time. And I feel like he's going to go out there.
It's a huge change.
I feel like he's going to dominate.
Yes, I hope he steps up to be just like Alec Beasley a little bit and go to state just like he did.
Jacob Finney, last year when Alec Beasley made it to state, Jacob Finney narrowly missed out by a match. It was always tough, but I'm sure that will be some fuel, some bulletin board material. So Jacob Finney leading that charge. We got a lot of young guys, a lot of freshmen and sophomores that are going to be wrestling on the varsity squad this year. So hopefully those guys can go out there, and hopefully even if they don't go out there and have a winning record this year, hopefully they can go out there and they can, you know, get the feel for it, get the understanding that this is how physical I need to be, and I have to go out there, and if these are the guys I'm going to be wrestling against, this is what I got to do to be able to dominate these guys physically on the mat.
Yeah. And shout out to the girls, too, that are doing wrestling. I've seen a lot of girls go out right now, and I could never. But go them. Good luck to them.
If I remember right, I think the girl that – I think there was a lone girl last year, Sophie Lawrence, I think was the lone girl last year who wrestled.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure she's a returner to the program. So I'm sure she's going to go in there, and I'm sure she's going to wrestle. She's going to lead the way for the girls' wrestling squad.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of that, not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we'll let you guys know whenever there's a wrestling meet of some kind. Or you can check the CHS activity stuff on Twitter or whatever. And that's going to about wrap that section of this podcast up. But luckily, we are going to entertain some more. And we have decided we're going to go out. We're going to get some input on some
what people want to hear and all that fun stuff.
All that stuff, what people want to hear now. And we're going to talk a little bit about the KU, K-State football and basketball. We're going to talk about some pro sports, some NBA, some NFL. And we sent out a form, a questionnaire asking people what they wanted to hear, and this is what we got. So, to start off, people would like to hear about K-State football, obviously, because the Cats are doing really well. They dismantled my Oklahoma State Cowboys a couple weeks ago.
Sure did.
And they went ahead and they dismantled Baylor last weekend, last Saturday. They destroyed Baylor in Baylor. They held Brett Chapin, Baylor's quarterback, to under 250 yards, no touchdowns, two interceptions. They mauled Baylor 31-3. And the K-State, go Cats, you know. K-State, 7-3 on the year.
I bet that hurt to say.
It did hurt to say a lot. K-State just behind. They're not just behind. They're a little bit behind TCU in the Big 12. TCU this year, as most of you guys know, they're 10-0. They're ranked fourth in the nation.
Mm.
They're a pretty solid football school.
They really are.
And K-State, I believe, has already played TCU, if I'm not wrong. They did. Oh, no, that's last year's game. They have not played TCU this year, I don't think. But, however...
They will.
And when they do, you will catch me for the first time in a while. They did play TCU already, actually. They did. And TCU beat them 38-28.
Oh, not bad. I mean, it is bad, but then again, it's not.
It's not bad. Not terrible. Especially for the fourth-ranked team in the nation now. And they followed up that TCU game with the whooping on the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to Texas after that the Oklahoma State game. And then they went out and they mauled Baylor 31-3, like I just brought up. And they will have West Virginia coming up this Saturday. And that game is probably going to be pretty lopsided. K-State backup, now starter quarterback Will Howard, has been putting on an absolute clinic these last couple of weeks, especially against my Cowboys, where he threw for right around, I think it was 300 yards. He threw for 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. He ran for a couple yards. He was helped out majorly by Deuce Vaughn, the K-State running back. And little known fact about Deuce Vaughn, I'm sure, I don't know if either one of you knows this, but Deuce Vaughn is 5'5".
He is almost my height. I am 5'4".
5'5" and about 170 pounds. That's Deuce Vaughn, a Division I runner.
Gosh.
Being 6'4", I can accurately say that man's short.
Yeah, for real. And he this year has 196 carries, I believe. 1,081 rushing yards.
Oh, wow.
He has.
Goodness.
Hey, for a short guy, he's doing good.
Oh, yeah. And his biggest game that I've seen so far would, against a moderately good school, would have to be Oklahoma State, once again, where he ran for 150 yards and his longest run was a touchdown run of 65 yards. He had a receiving touchdown in that game, too. It was overall, it was a whooping. And I'm sure that they're going to do the exact same thing they did against Oklahoma State. I'm sure they're going to replicate that this weekend against West Virginia. I have no doubt about that. I'm going to go with a score range being somewhere around 38-0, maybe 38-3, something like that.
You have a lot of confidence there.
Yeah, I mean, go Cats. What else can I say, you know? And because we're going to talk about K-State football, we, of course, have to bring up KU football.
Mm.
Yeah, neither one of you look thrilled about that.
Nope. Go ahead. You can talk about it. I won't put my info in it.
Yeah, KU football, man. They started off, the Jayhawks started off 6-0 to start the year. Everyone was hyping them up. They got ranked for the first time since like 2007 or something like that. And they quickly fell out of the rankings when they played good schools.
Mm-hmm.
They played, they beat Iowa State in a thriller, a bad game, but a thriller. And then they went ahead, played TCU, and they only lost by 7 against TCU. And that was impressive, that game. They went to played Oklahoma. Oklahoma beat them up 52-42. And then they played Baylor, and they lost 35-23. But they got back on the winning track against my Oklahoma State Cowboys. Oklahoma State was without starting quarterback Spencer Sanders. And Spencer Sanders, I believe, has a broken foot or something like that. And he did not play against KU. Coach of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, Mike Gundy, his son stepped in and played, Gunner Gundy. And no offense to Gunner, I think he's probably a magnificent kid, but I don't think that kid should be playing collegiate football. I don't see anywhere outside of my dad's the coach how he should be on that team.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's going to grow. Maybe I don't think so. He's just not good. KU lost to Texas Tech. 43-28, and they play Texas tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. And I would have to say Texas is probably going to beat them pretty badly. If I had to be 100% honest, I think KU's season is about wrapped up. They're bowl eligible, though.
Mm-hmm.
First time in a long time, they're bowl eligible with their 7 wins. So I hope they go to a bowl. I hope they represent Kansas well. I don't like KU, but... I'm not going to say go Jayhawks because you'll never catch me saying that.
No,
I'll say go Cats, but I will not say go Jayhawks.
Go Kansas.
Only during basketball I will.
Not even then. Well, I mean, catch me then.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't even pay attention much to college sports, to be honest.
That's where you got to keep up, Zach. College sports, they're nice. They're really nice to keep up with. They're nice to watch. So talking about college sports, we'll keep on the KU train. We'll talk about KU basketball, like a lot of people have wanted to hear. KU basketball this year, starting off 3-0, coming off a really good win against Duke University, where they won that game 69-64.
Oh, wow.
They previously played North Dakota State University, and they beat them 82-59. And then they played Omaha University, and they beat them 89-64. One of the better players this year for KU is a Wichita-born and raised player, Grady Dick.
Oh, yeah.
We've been treated so far. We've had Grady Dick in this high school two times, and he was in here when he played for the Wichita Collegiate School.
Yeah.
So yep. we've gotten to see Grady Dick play firsthand against us. Luckily, we had, at that time, we had Drake Beatty to kind of keep the reins on him.
Yeah.
Drake Beatty held him to under 10 points both times they played here. So that was awesome to see. I mean, besides, he had a game icing shot here against us. Our student section decided to get pretty mouthy and start chanting overrated at him. And he decided to hit a 30-foot step back three to kind of seal up the game in the final closing minutes. Didn't really like that a whole lot, but got to give credit where credit's due. Grady Dick, very good player, and he's a very good player for the KU basketball team. Pretty big reason that they beat Duke. And another great player for KU, I'd have to give another great player to their new, I believe he's their new point guard. His name is, I believe, Kevin McCuller, I think is his name. And Kevin, against Duke, had 12 points and 2 assists and 6 rebounds. Grady Dick had 14 points and 1 rebound. But the standout in that game for KU would have to be Jalen Wilson, their forward. He had 25 points, 5 assists, and 11 rebounds. He had a very good game, to say the least.
Sounds like it.
Giving Duke their first loss in the season. Granted, it's early. KU is 3-0. Duke is 2-1. KU was ranked 7th at the time, I think, and Duke was ranked 6th. And then those two played. KU won, and they flip-flopped. So KU is now 6th in the nation. Somehow, I think they're still behind Gonzaga. Gonzaga is my favorite basketball team. But I don't think they should be behind Gonzaga. In my opinion, my humble opinion, I think that KU is the best basketball team in the nation, the defending national champs. So I'll give them a lot of credit there. I believe they are the best basketball team in the nation, and I believe they have a very fair shot at repeating.
Wow.
It's tough to repeat in the NCAA. Very tough. But I honestly don't doubt that they can do it. I don't see why they couldn't.
They have a pretty solid basketball program, that's for sure.
Most definitely. And we'll jump into some recommendations from other people that we got on what to talk about. And one of the teachers in the building, we've had 3 teachers reply, and 3 teachers have given us their opinions on stuff. And one of the opinions that we've opened up with is our wood shop teacher, Mr. Ron Cox, has asked us about what we think about the whole Kyrie Irving thing going on. Do you guys know what's going on with that?
Nope.
No.
Kyrie Irving, point guard for the Brooklyn Nets, got suspended for a couple games for posting on his social media about some pretty just stupid stuff about Jewish people. And he reached out, he apologized, he got in touch with Jewish people, and he got all of that sorted out. His first game, he was cleared to play this Sunday. He'll be back. And I have to say, he asked for our opinions on it. I'm sure you guys don't probably have a formed opinion on it because you just learned about it.
Mm-hmm.
But my opinion on it would have to be, you're entitled to your own opinion. You're a person. Everyone's entitled to their own opinions.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment that you start getting upset because your opinion doesn't line up with your job, like, you can't have your own opinion that is so different and so disagreeing with your job's opinion, the people who pay you, and then when the people who pay you say, hey, cut that out or we're going to stop paying you, and you're like, well, you can't do that. It's my opinion. The job's opinion is that your opinion is terrible and they don't want to pay you. That's how I see it. So sometimes, I'm not saying you have to, but sometimes you gotta learn to just stop.
Also posting it on social media.
Yeah.
And knowing that you might get in trouble.
Especially with the fan base that Kyrie Irving has drawn over the years, playing for he won his championship with the Cleveland Cavaliers in 2016 on the 3-1 comeback against the Golden State Warriors.
Just don't even be stupid and post it. That's ridiculous.
So, Kyrie, what would you say, Zach?
Because whenever you become big, say like him, you also have to think there's going to be repercussions for whatever you post on social media, whether that think you me something funny, and then one of your thousands of fans may be like, hey, that's not right. Report.
Oh, for sure. Like, and just think about, like I said, the fan base that he's built up over the years.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those kids are young kids that look at him and they watch YouTube videos on him on how to dribble and how to shoot.
They just inspire to be him, and then they see this.
And then they see that stuff. Exactly. What do you think they're going to start thinking, man? Like, are they going to look at you in the eyes of, hey, that's wrong? Or are they going to look at that in the eyes of, like, maybe I agree with this guy because they don't know any better? Like, you gotta be careful. You can't get too far, you know.
Don't risk your job just to post something about Jews or something.
It's not a good look for him, I'll say. A good look. Jumping over to another teacher who brought up something they'd like to talk about. They'd like to talk about how much they hate the, I almost said Oakland Raiders, but how much they hate the Las Vegas Raiders because they are a Denver Broncos / Chiefs fan.
The Raiders moved to Las Vegas?
Yes, they moved to Las Vegas 2 years ago, I believe.
Oh, wow.
So this was brought up by none other than Mr. Road Armor, our speech and language arts teacher here at the high school.
Makes sense.
Mr. Road Armor said that overall, he said, I like the AFC West, I like the Chiefs, I like the Broncos, and I think it's a really good division. So I'm going to go ahead and hop on the train that he's on, and I'm going to say I don't like the Raiders either, and it is very easy, like he said, to hate the Raiders this year because they are doing very poorly.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders have won one game, I think, something like that. They're like 1-7 or something like that. They just lost to the Colts, who just hired a brand-new coaching staff.
That's so sad.
So I don't think it's sad. I hate the Raiders. So
blame it on Los Angeles. Los Angeles is cursed.
They're from Vegas, Zach.
You said they moved to Angeles.
I said they moved to Vegas.
They
moved to Vegas.
Blame it on Vegas. Blame it on the casinos.
Blame it on the casinos, man.
Too much gambling.
Yep.
So?
Coach is too busy gambling and not instructing.
Too busy gambling, man. I'm a gambling man myself. So, you know, blame it on Vegas. I'll start saying that more. So another teacher that reached out is our cross-country and track coach and our weightlifting teacher, Coach Jeff Cornwell, reached out. He said he had a hot take or controversial opinion on my Dallas Cowboys, and he said that the Dallas Cowboys are better with Cooper Rush and at quarterback. And here's what I have to say to you, Mr. Cornwell, because I'll tell you sometime when I pass by your classroom or something, I'll tell you to listen to this. Ha, 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 you're so funny. Don't ever say that again. That's all I'm going to say about that, Mr. Cornwell. Don't ever say that.
If you're listening, Cornwell, be quiet.
Exactly. Another person said, like the NBA that we just talked about with Kyrie Irving, one person said they can't stand to watch the NBA because they think there's too much politics.
I feel like there's too much politics in any sports anymore.
Oh, definitely.
I feel like that too, you know. It comes to a point where it's good that the leagues and the players are using their platforms to support certain things, you know, what was going on back in 2020 with all the civil rights stuff and like social justice. And that's cool that they were using their platform, such a wide platform, you know, to reach out and say, hey guys, like, come on, we're better than this. But a lot of places and a lot of people took it way too far.
Oh yeah.
So it really did kind of like, I'll be honest right now. When I watch the NBA, I don't watch the NBA. I don't want to tune into an NBA game. And the first thing I see is, you know, I'm trying to watch a guy. I'm trying to watch a guy, black or white, put a ball through a basket. And I'm going to cheer for the team that I want to cheer on. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm not there to log on and be like, oh my gosh, this person suffered this racial remark in Wisconsin. Like, no offense to you, dude. I know that's terrible. It shouldn't happen. But I'm not watching the NBA to watch. Oh, voice crack. Yes, I'm not watching the NBA to watch that stuff. I'm watching the NBA because I want to watch the National Basketball Association.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Use your platform all you want, I guess, but just stop taking it too far.
Oh yeah.
You know. So, what I really have to say about this stuff is, like Reagan said and Zach said, you can't you can't really go anywhere anymore without politics being involved heavily.
Nope.
Especially, we just had the midterms for the presidential term, all the votes and everything. I didn't vote, so if you...
I couldn't have voted anyways.
So if you, you know, if you feel, oh, you need to vote or you're a bad person, there you go. I didn't vote for the midterms, so that's just how much I care for it, man. I'm not fond of it, and I don't really like to talk about it because it's become such a distraught and hot and just a not good thing to talk about recently.
Once you start talking about politics, people are going to get really upset about it.
Mm-hmm. People have just, they become too emotionally attached to it.
Like right now, we're talking about it. Please don't get upset. We're just putting our opinions in.
Yeah, if you don't like our opinions, obviously, I'm sorry that we don't share the same mindset. But, I mean, I lack care for it. And I didn't lack care for it beforehand. It was just whenever people started getting so emotionally attached and just started pulling themselves apart society-wise, like, it just kind of got annoying and it got old and it's not good.
Nope.
Jumping away from that.
Yeah.
Thankfully,
yeah.
We're going to go to what a sophomore said. Sophomore Cooper Woodruff brought up. He would like to ask us what our Super Bowl predictions are.
I don't watch football. I don't really particularly care about football. I'm more of a baseball type of girl. So I don't really have an opinion. What are your guys's? And then I'll
tell you right
put
now,
something in.
This is going to make a lot of people who listen to this podcast happy. I have the Kansas City Chiefs winning the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, Lord.
I look at their offense week in and week out, and I just don't see a team that can compete with that for four quarters of meaningful playoff football. I don't see it. Maybe I get lucky and the Chiefs just have a bad day on a playoff game and they lose, but I don't see it happening. I see the Chiefs taking the number one seed in the AFC, and I see them just riding home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and I see them beating another team. If I'd have to say the team that they'd probably see from the NFC, I feel like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are on the rise. And I feel like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, given enough time, I feel like they can make a push for the playoffs and potentially make a Super Bowl. But I think the Chiefs are going to win it this year.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Zach?
I got to say the same thing with Jax. Granted, I don't pay much attention to sports other than probably golf. So, I feel confident that the Chiefs are going to make a bid for it again. And if they do, I would hope to see them win.
Yeah, even though I don't like the Chiefs themselves. I like the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. I actually like the Chiefs a decent amount. I do not like Chiefs fans. They are so annoying,
ignorant,
and snotty, ignorant. Just, gosh, and the worst part is, if you ask, I'm going to ask this question right now, and I guarantee you this is going to make a lot of people who listen to this Google, who was the Chiefs quarterback before Alex Smith? I'm a Cowboys fan, and I know this from heart because I watched the Chiefs before Alex Smith. I guarantee you it's going to make a ton of people Google this right now, and they're going to be like, oh, my gosh, was it really? Yes, it was really.
Yeah.
So that's going to about do it for our episode. Thank you for listening in.
Listening to our opinions and everybody else's stuff.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's going to be like this for next week's episode, too, until we start getting into basketball season, wrestling season. So I'll see if I can't send out a community-wide or another school-wide form questions. We'll pull a couple questions out of there. We'll, if you want mentioned, put it in there, and hopefully we can get some community input now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
So once again, thank you guys for listening, and I'll talk to you all later.
Bye.
Have a good one.